On the phone with me is Steve Rust of Fremont Industries, and we're talking about the process optimization seminar that was held this past week. And Steve, first of all, tell me the companies. Fremont Industry was one of the companies that was involved in this seminar. Who were the other companies?
The other three companies that were involved in the seminar was Fermentis, Fibrochem, and Novozymes.
Now, this is the second seminar. You held one like this last year. What is the purpose of the seminar?
Well, this is the purpose because all four of us companies, we got together and realized that there was a real need in the industry for there to be a training for plants. And the plants are always busy doing the day-to-day operation and don't have the opportunity to do the training that they would like to do. And so we decided to provide this for them where each of us would come and share our expertise on how we could help the plants optimize their process. And that's what this whole thing is about, is helping to develop their staff so they'll be more able to deal with the issues that they come up when they're operating there and doing their daily jobs.
How did the seminar go this past week?
Like the first one, we had a great success on this last one. We got some very positive feedbacks in our evaluations that we asked people to do after they went through the sessions. This is basically a two and a half hour opportunity for them to get down and learn about the different area of expertise that each of our companies have, and the response was something that they saw a definite value as they did their jobs.
Now, this one this week was held in Indianapolis, but I understand that you have another one coming up in case people were not able to make it to this one.
Right. We're trying to move them around through the country. We did our first one in Minneapolis, and this one was in Indianapolis. And then we are going to do one in Kansas City on the 1st and 2nd of September. We will have limits on size. We will be opening up registration for that on July 1st for that one.
Now, who should attend this seminar? If they did not get a chance to this, I know we've advertised it, done stories about it on domestic fuel, but who are you really targeting? Who do you think should go to this seminar?
Well, this will be basically, people that, are on the plant on a daily basis. We've had a wide variety of people from lab people to production people to plant managers, production supervisors, just pretty much anybody that would be in the plant on a day-to-day basis that would benefit from helping them have a little bit more in-depth training on how to do their jobs.
Is there any reason for someone to attend a seminar more than once? Say they attended the seminar last year. Would there be any changes or any updates, any reason for them to go again in following years?
We have adjusted our programs a little bit. Obviously, from the first one you learn how to tweak it to make it be more productive for the people when they come and everything like that. We are discussing, and it was something that we have, and that we're discussing maybe even trying to pursue having an advanced session that we're going to tack on to the end of the seminar this coming time in Kansas City, and to see how the response is for that.
All right, very good. Steve, is there anything else you'd like to add?
This has just totally been a total collaboration of the four companies to just help the ethanol industry continue to grow by having staffs that are well-trained. And then we also know that there's been some attrition come to the industry through some people leaving or whatever, and we wanted to be able to bolster and give training for so the plants have ongoing success.
Thank you very much, Steve Rust with Fremont Industries, talking about the process optimization seminar held in Indianapolis this past week. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.